I can't realize and I can't emphasize enough how much I need to learn to appreciate what Christ has done and what he is for us. I cannot progress in my relationship with God, in my walk with God, without a greater, a deeper appreciation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we have an example in the Old Testament. What happens when you don't do that? When you don't appreciate. In the book of Samuel, and you might know the story, but in the book of Samuel, the children of Israel got careless. And they did not learn to value the thought that God was dwelling amongst them in the tabernacle, that God would commune with them and tell them his mind through, you know, be above the mercy seat. And they became lackadaisical and were not careful to maintain and understand the value of what that ark meant. And they took it for granted. And as a result of taking it for granted, the Bible tells us that when they went to war with the Philistines, they thought, you know, we got this in the bag because, you know, we've had victories before. You know, they assumed of what the ark meant, and it diminished in their view and in their value. And the Bible tells us that the Philistines captured that ark and they took it away. And as a result of the ark being taken away, we find that the house of Eli comes under judgment. Eli falls over and breaks his neck, not because he heard that his sons were dead, but because he heard that the ark of God was taken. He realized that, you know what, something very wrong has taken place here. And what has happened is, when we are not careful to understand the value of what Christ is for us, not only for our eternal salvation, but our daily salvation, our daily walk with God, it says we can take it for granted and we think that we're okay until the Philistines come. And the Philistines in the Bible often speak of the philosophies and the ideas and the things that exalt themselves against God and twist and turn and make havoc of the truth of God. You know, you have Philistines in education, you have Philistines in every area of life in which they want to diminish the glory of God and exalt the glory of man. And the Philistines would have no better objective than to diminish in the eyes of all of humanity, in your eyes and my eyes, the value of the person and work of Christ. And it goes on today, every day. Academia, they try to, you know, think that they're trying to sound very sophisticated and very brilliant, and they sound so idiotic because they try to diminish the person and work of Christ. But who can tell me what happened when they took that ark and put it in the house of Dagon? It fell over, and they thought, well, maybe it was a mistake. Maybe somebody bumped it. And so they set it up again. The next night, bam, down. God will jealously guard the value of the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even when you and I may not, God's going to value it. He's going to defend it. He has appointed a day where he's going to judge this world by that man. And so, you know, we may not value it. We may not esteem it, just like the children of Israel didn't. But God will jealously guard the value of the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Another point that happened historically. The Philistines realized that this was more than what they can handle. And so they said, we got to send this back. Send it back. And so they put it on a cart. They sent it back. And as it was coming back into Israel again, the Israelites didn't esteem it for what it was. And the Bible tells us in Samuel there that some of them opened up the ark and they wanted to peek inside. And the Bible tells us 50,000 people, 50,000 died. You cannot treat the law of God with benign disregard. They disregarded the fact that what was in that ark was the law. And they had fallen short. They opened up thinking it was okay for them to look in. And as they looked in, the law administered what it does. It administered death. 50,000 people died because they did not regard it the way God intended it for it to be regarded. Then the ark was carried to Kirjath-Jearim, and it stayed there for 20 years. And then David desired to bring the ark back. And what we're learning through these lessons, through these examples of what happened to the ark, he desired to bring the ark back, and they put it on a cart. Well, was that the way God intended for it to be carried? No. They put it on an ark, and it was carried and being driven, and they hit a rut. And it was felt that it was going to be tipped over, and Uzzah did what? He reached out to steady the ark. And what happened? He's dead. So on the one hand, we learn of the severity of God as to his holiness and what is precious to him. But through that very reality, in the person of Christ, who is able to answer to that holy demand of God, he draws us together as that one mediator. And you know what? When I don't treat it with that kind of regard and worship, it will be to my ultimate detriment. And this is really the lessons that we want to gain as we think about the ark and the mercy seat, is that Christ makes it possible for us to be in this relationship with a holy God. The blood on that mercy seat is the blood of Christ that brings about and secured propitiation, satisfies the holy demands of God. Well, let's continue because we have about 5 more minutes before we need to really wrap up and move along. It says that when David saw this breach and Uzzah died and all the terrible things that happened, he sent the ark. And he placed it in the house of Obed-Edom. And the Bible tells us that the house of Obed-Edom was blessed. You think Obed-Edom opened it up? No. I think he just regarded it and gave it that distinctive place. And as a result, God blessed his whole household. When we esteem, when we hold in our mind, when we bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, when Christ is sanctified in our hearts, when we see him and understand the value of his work and his person, that it's the basis upon which we draw near to God and can have fellowship with God, that we can dwell with God and God might dwell with us, it leads us to worship and a greater appreciation of who he is. So the house of Obed-Edom was blessed. This is 2 Samuel 6 and 1 Chronicles 13. And it dwelt there for 3 months. And then it says, David finally got it right, and they brought the ark back, and he put it in its own separate tent until Solomon built the temple, and then it was there, and it was there in restful conditions. So the history, even the history of the ark, are lessons for us to learn about how we can appreciate and come to worship and give thanks to the Lord Jesus for who he is, for what he has done, in order that we might have this relationship with God.